Hi, sweetheart. Come here. Just lay down. Rest your head on my lap. You've got that look. The look that the world is spinning 100 times a minute around in your head. So just lay your head on my lap. Let me card my fingers through your hair. You want to tell me about it while I twiddle the ends? I know you can't concentrate on stress while I do that. Mm-hmm. Well, you know I appreciate you, right? Mm-hmm. I love the way your forehead crinkles when you concentrate. I love yours. Is that ticklish when I trace a finger over your ear? Well, I love your ears. You're a good listener, and I like that it makes you giggle when I stroke them. Oh, yeah, that was totally a giggle, and it was adorable. Your eyes are seriously the most gorgeous eyes I have ever seen. I think they were the first thing I noticed about you. How warm they were. The way they sparkle and dance. The way you can say so much with your eyes alone. How they light up when you're full of mischief. The way they go soft when you look at me. And tacos, obviously. I love the way you get that sweet little blush over your cheeks when you're embarrassed or flustered. It's so sweet. And also kind of sexy. And my goodness, your lips. I have never seen such perfectly shaped, utterly inviting lips. The honey words that spill from them. The amazingly hot filth you whisper in my ears. That, well, you know what it does to me. And all the other wonderful things you do with them. Mm-hmm. You know you have skills in that, and just how vocal in my appreciation you make me. This very manly jaw. I never know whether I prefer how smooth you are after a shave, or that scratchy feel when you have stubble, or that tickle when you're rocking the beard. Maybe I just love your face in general. Oh, in the area where your neck and shoulder meet, where I just want to nibble on. Is it weird I like the way your Adam apple bobs really fast when you get turned on? Those strong shoulders. Oh, sweetheart, they are tense. Is that nice when I massage them? A little bit more pressure? Is that nice when I press my thumbs in? I think you need more massages. Yep. You should not be carrying this much tension. See, I think your shoulders have dropped 1/2 inch already. Right down your arms? In your arms is the best place in the world. You give the best cuddles. You know I could have had the shittiest day on earth, but when I get home and you wrap those perfect arms around me, I melt into the warmest, safest place in the world. And your hands. Give me your left so I can massage it. I think unless somebody really knows you, they'd be surprised by how tender such big, rough hands can be. Does that feel nice? And the things you can do with them. Perv. I didn't mean that. All right, swap you for the right. Though I might as well stroke your ego at the same time and confirm that yes. Yes, you are very good in that department. Yeah. But I meant how creative you are. How you can make something out of virtually nothing. Like when you cook. Oh my god, that thing you made for dinner last Friday, oh, it was amazing. Or, you know, when you have one of your projects on the go. Hell, I even like watching your fingers dance over your game controller. You think I have a hand kink? Yeah, well, only for your hands. Is that your belly growling? Why can't I touch it? Well, I won't if you really don't want me to. I know you've been kind of self-conscious about it lately, but baby, I love it. If you're bothered by it, we can step up the exercise and cut back on the snacks. I know, baby, but you're worth the sacrifice. You're worth everything. I do wish you could see yourself through my eyes. I know you see these flaws, but I just see the man I love and I see perfection. I know you get conscious about your tummy, about your legs, which, by the way, are like my favorite thing. Fine, I mean, another one of my favorite things. And if I could reach them, I'd be massaging them too. You know I've got my morning routine down so that I'm in the bedroom when you come out of the shower so I can wash those gorgeous, gorgeous legs before you imprison them in pants. Ugh. You know? I do not pout when you put pants on. Okay, I totally do pout, but it's worth pouting over. Okay. Your tummy is definitely shouting now. You want to come sit in the kitchen with a drink while I make dinner, or you want to go have a nap? You want to cuddle a little longer? Of course, sweetheart. We can stay here as long as you want.